Hello to all my chaverim and yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on our shir in Mishnayis Maseches Moed Katan Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the Mishnah begins. Ela Magalchem Moed. These are the ones who can take haircuts on Chol Moed. Tesis in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Rebbe Maslov Ela Magalchem explains that since in the previous parak we talked about things that you can do for Tzarech HaMayed, like selling fruits that you do normally, here we're talking about things that you shouldn't be doing on Chol HaMoed, except in these specific cases that the Mishnah will be talking about. And we're talking about here taking haircuts that you shouldn't be doing on Chol HaMoed. The Rav says the reason why it's also for every person, the normal person, to take a haircut on Moed, actually legalayach means to shave on the Chol HaMoed, except for the ones mentioned in the Mishnah, because they don't want people that are just plan ahead, oh, we'll do our shaving during Chol HaMoed when I don't have any work to do. And they'll come into the first days of Yantif, the first day of Yantif, and they'll be looking disheveled. And that's also the reason why they asked in the next Mishnah to do your laundry on Chol HaMoed, because they wanted you to have all your good clothes prepared for Yantif. Taisa Yantif brings from Taisa's Daf Yedalim and Aleph, the Rehu Maschol of Shar Kol Adam, the Pshat of the Rav, that they wanted people to be ready for Yantif, not to come disheveled into Yantif. And that Pshat is mentioned in the Gemara, because otherwise, even though Giluach, shaving is a malacha, we should have normally let you do it in Chol HaMoed because it's Tzarech HaMoed. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Gimel says, and we're also talking about taking haircuts, not just Giluach shaving, but the normal way they were handled taking care of their hair was to shave, which reminds me, when I was 19 years old and came to Israel for the first time to learn Yeshiva Beis HaTalmud, I once went in the summer before Yeshiva started. I was staying in Geula, and I went in Chov Malchus Yisrael, where they had a barbershop that time, way back when, 1969. I just sat down, waited for my turn, and the person before me, his turn came, he got up, he went and sat down in the barber's seat, didn't say anything. The barber started mixing up some shaving cream, put it on his head, and started shaving his head without any... that was the normal way of doing things. So I just got up and left the barber shop because that was not my normal way of doing things. So we say hilagaleach, we mean to have a haircut using shaving. Dirshu Os 4 says, even a woman... It says later on in Siman Tav Kuf Mem Vav Sivkat and Tesayin that she also has to be naig on Chol HaMoed the issue of taking haircuts just like a man. And the Dirshu Os 5 says, and someone who does take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, the Chassam Sofer writes in his Hagos to Moed Katan Daf Yudal Beis that according to the one who says the Malachas Chol HaMoed is Asim in a Torah, but it was given to the Chachamim to decide what is considered a malach of Chol HaMoed. So and therefore anything that the Chacham were not matir, for whatever reason, it ends up being a deraisa. They were just explaining what the deraisa is. So a haircut of Chol HaMoed would be an issur deraisa. The Tiferes Yisrael says the ones who are matir, the Mishnah will be talking about, they still should be doing a betzina privately. And even if they had haircuts before the Chol HaMoed, they shouldn't do it because it shouldn't do it openly, because it's not mufursam that they had a haircut before, and people becheshed, they pushed off their haircuts to Chol HaMoed, and we don't want people to do that. So these are the cases. Haba mimedinas hayam, someone coming from overseas. Rashi in the Rav says on Chol HaMoed, he was an honest because he couldn't take a haircut previously. He was on the high seas, and the Rav adds on, and if he had to be going for some business or for some other Dover HaTzarech, something necessary, but if he just went on the sea because he was going on like a vacation, a nice trip, that would be us, or it wouldn't be a good enough reason for him to take a haircut now. The verse says he didn't come back until Chol HaMoed, or he came back on Erev Yantif, he didn't have a chance to get on Erev Yantif to have a haircut. Mishnah Berurah Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Yud Beis says, we're talking about he went to Medinas Hayam. That's something which is well publicized, that he's coming back from a long trip. But if he's coming back from some other way, that's not considered something that it will allow him to get his hair cut. And he brings it from the Magen Avraham. And he says, look into the Machzor Shekel, who holds that even from any other distant travel, it's considered Mefaris and Milsa. People realize that the only reason he's taking a haircut now is because he came back from a long trip. And the Chedusha Ritva writes that anybody who came from out of the city is considered like Medina Sayyam, even though it's not a Makam Rachuk, but the Mishnah Berurah says Tzarech Iyun on that. The Rush learns that the Isra of the Giluach is for someone who went out on a Tiyul, went on just a vacation, but it's only if he left from Eretz Yisrael, because it's also to go out from Eretz Yisrael without a specific need, as the Gemara and Avodah Zarah Yigimel et Aleph and the Yerushalmi state. But if he lives in Chutz Laretz, there is no difference between business or a Tiyul. Okay, so he comes back and he doesn't have a chance. In either case, he could take the haircut, according to the Rush. The mission continues. In Beis Shifya, he got out of being captive. Tiferes Israel says, again, he didn't have time, like we said previously. Even if he could have taken a haircut while he was in the captivity, still, since he was there, he would have been in a sad state of mind. He wouldn't have taken a haircut. He wouldn't have washed his clothes. And similarly, it says, Yosef Beis Asurim, someone goes out of jail. The Rav says, even if he was in a jail, taken care of by the Yisrael, so it was a Jewish jail, and they would have let him take a haircut previously. Now, again, he would not be in the right frame of mind to take a haircut while he's in jail. He'd be a bit tsar. Meiri says, and same with someone who recovered from a sickness, HaChalamoid, he could get a haircut if he wasn't really careful of how he looked while he was sick. Also, the mission says, HaManuda Shehitiru L'Chachamam, someone who is in Nidui. Rav says, they were matter his Nidui in Chalamoid, and before the Moid, he couldn't get a haircut because a Menuda is usher in haircuts. Taisus Daf Yudalam and Aleph, Tivri Maslow Menuda, says in Yerushalmi, they ask, why would this type of person be allowed to take a haircut? Isn't it Pshia that he didn't come before the Moid to Chamam to get his Nidui released? And Ann said, no, there's a 30-day standard nidui, and the 30 days ran out on Chol HaMoed. We don't have a nidui less than 30 days, so there was no way he could get it taken off before Chol HaMoed. Mishnah continues, Chay Misha Nishal HaChacham V'Hutter, someone who asked a Chacham to get out of a neder. Rashi says he made a neder not to take a haircut, and he asked the Chacham on Chol HaMoed, how do I get out of the neder? And then he'll be able to take his haircut. Rav says, he made a neder not to get a haircut, and he didn't find a chacham to be matre his neder before Chol HaMoed, or he didn't find a good reason, the Pesach for Charata, only on the Moed. Tiferes Yisrael says, even if it was efshet to be matre me'erev yatif, as long as it was that he was under that neder and he wasn't mutter from it, and now he is, he could take a haircut now. And also the Mishnah says, HaNazir, and Rashi says, it's talking about a Nazir who was tummy, and his tumah 7 days ran out, and he's not tummy anymore, because he went to the mikveh, but he has to take a haircut, even though he was a Nazir previously, he has to take a haircut and start again. And Rav says, not that he was a tummy, but he finished up his Naziris on Chol HaMoed, whatever time limit he had on the Naziris, finished on Chol HaMoed. Taisus Yonson brings the pshat of the Rav, and the Ron says, Pshita, if his time ran out, now he should be able to take a haircut. And he answers, we don't make a gzera that maybe someone will push off his karbanas until the regel, when he's bottled from his work. We're not worried about that gzera. We don't do a gzera like that. Taisus Rikiv Eger says, according to what the Gemara was wondering about, that maybe the Mishnah's talking about when he didn't have time before the regel, then it would be a kasha, or the Ron is saying pshita. If he didn't have time, he certainly would be able to. So we have to come up with his reason that we're not geyser in a case when someone would have time and maybe push it off. Okay, because we would be afraid that maybe a guy would Sometimes he would, and before the rekel, and he'd push off his karbanos until the rekel, when he's patur malacha, he'll think that maybe he would then be able to be mutar l'kaleach, or like Rashi says in Daf Yud Aleph Beis, that maybe he'll wait with his karbanos until the last day of Yantif, and be makriv, and you can't be makriv for karban yachad and Yantif. But according to the way the maskana is, the Sfikiriyah says, the Gemara has a maskana, that even though if he had a chance before the Yantif, it's much of him to take the haircut. Still, it's a chiddush gadol because even though he could have taken a haircut before the rekel, still, if he didn't, he'd be mutter on the rekel, and we wouldn't make a knas for him, so that he shouldn't push off his karbana. Still, it's a kasha on the rav. This is talking about that the day seven fell out on Chol Hamoed. Because even if we say in the Gemara the Maskana, it's not just that specifically it fell out on Chol Hamoed like that, but even if he had time before the regal, it would be mutter. And Rashi, who mentions like the Rav, it's because Derech of Rashi is to say things according to the Havamina in the Gemara. Okay, and he was explaining according to the Havamina that if he had time before the regal and he didn't take a haircut, it'd be usher. So, but the Rav, why does he mention the Havami, the Gemara, not the Maskana? He leaves it off with a Tzarech Ian. The Mitzora, continuing on, Mitzora, Ola Mitu Masa L'Taraso, Mitzora, who is leaving his Toma, he's becoming Tahar, Rashi says, and also a Mitzora, who comes out, he can get his haircut and the Rekel, because he didn't have a chance to have a haircut before Rekel. He only came out of being a Tzara on the Chol Hamoed. The Rav says, if his seventh day falls out of the Moed, he could take his haircut, because it says in Vayikra, Perek Yudalet, Pasuk Tes, B'yom HaShvi, Yigalach is called Sa'aro, and the Giluach, just a Nesek of a small thing, isn't Chashev, it's only a small thing, he's taking a haircut around the Nesek. The Tiferes Yisrael says, when he became cured, and he brought the two birds as karbanas, he takes a haircut, and he counts 7 days, and he goes and gets a haircut again. These two haircuts are mutar Chol Hamoed, even if he had a chance before Chol Hamoed to do so. The Duke Sefer says, is a gears of a Mitzora veha ola mitumaso. It's two different things. Not just Mitzora ha'ola mitumaso, but it's Mitzora and ha'ola mitumaso la ta'raso. And the question is, why would someone who was just a Tame Mace, why wouldn't he have been able to take a haircut previously? The Magid Mishnah, Hilchos Yantif, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yutes, learns that someone who is Tame Mace shouldn't be adorning himself, and therefore it wouldn't be roi for him, he shouldn't take a haircut either. But others say that there is no such halacha like this, that a Tame Mace has to limit his activities in these ways. And the Duke Seifram answers that maybe it would be hard for him to find a barber to do his haircut because the guy would be afraid to touch him and become Tamei himself from the person who's a Tamei Mace. Continuing on, we're going into Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, which in the Gemara is in Daf Yud Gimel Beis. And now we're talking about washing clothes. Eilim Achapsin B'moed. Someone habam minin sayam, similar as we had in the first mishnah. Habam minin sayam, we beis hashivya, ve yotzei beis hasurim, ve amanudish yitir lacham, vechei misha nishol lachacham, vehuta. These are the people who can wash their clothes in Yantif. They came from overseas, or they got out of captivity, or they got out of jail, or they were in nidoy, and lacham now freed them from nidoy, or someone who had a neder, that he won't wash his clothes, and now he asked lachacham, and he was mat to the neder. Tiferes Yisrael says, why? Because kibbutz, washing, is normally asur on Chol Hamoed, like we had in the first Mishnah. They don't want people to push off to do their laundry on Chol Hamoed. Tesis Yantif brings from the Ran, we say that washing clothes is asur for Chol Hamoed, just like it's asur for an avel. The Rav says, if someone asks the Chacham that he had a neder not to wash his clothes, and he asked Chacham the Moed, and he was matur his neder. That's the case here we're talking about as well. The Mishnah continues, and pachos yadayim, hand towels. The Rav says they wash with their hands while they wipe their hands, as like napkins. Okay, let's say you have linen napkins, you wipe your hands while you're eating. The Rav says Tiferes Yisrael says these things get very dirty, even if they were washed before Yantif. And similarly, if you have linen diapers of a child, they need to be washed. They get constantly dirty. And then the Mishnah says, so those things can be, laundry can be done for them on Yantif. Also, Mitpakos Saporim, the Rav says, if we have like a sheet that a barber puts on the person who's getting his haircut, he puts it around his shoulders because just to catch the hair as they're being cut. So these ones, when a person gets a haircut, or using this for the people who are allowed to get haircuts on Chol HaMoed, who said in the first Mishnah, they need to be then washed right away. Mitpachas HaSapog, the Mishnah says, Rav says, this is someone who is wiping himself when he gets out of the Merchatz, and Rashi from the Rif says, it's talking about someone who's washing his hands and his face all day long, or when he comes out of the base of Mechers. Meiri says these need to be constantly cleaned. They get dirty every time they're used, and therefore, even if they were washed before the Chol HaMoed, and they need to be washed now, it's much better to wash them on Chol HaMoed. The Aruch HaShulchan Siman Tav Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Gimel and Talit says, if you have enough towels to use, then the dirty ones should not be washed. And similarly, if you don't have any of the clothes, you'd be able to wash them. Mishnah continues, Zavin va'zavos va'yoldos v'cholayos mitum la'tarah he'elim mitarim. All these cases are much azav, azava, a woman who gives birth, or anyone who's not tame anymore, she's becoming tar. Rav says it happened on Chol HaMoed. They can wash their clothes, and if someone has silk clothes, klei pishtan, even any regular person can wash them on Chol HaMoed, because these things get dirty right away and need to be cleaned all the time. Even if they were cleaned before the Yantif, they'll get dirty right away, and they need to be washed during the regal. Therefore, there was no gzera for that. And me and someone who only has one clothes to wear, one chaluk, one shirt, tunic, whatever, even though it's not made of pishtan, he could wash another moed, and he has to be standing while he's washing with just a belt covering his loins to cover his psar erva. That's machiach, that this is the only clothes he has to wear, and that's what he is washing. Taisis Yatif brings like a mitzora who, and a tomei meis, that need to change their clothes or wash them. All these are much on the moed because it wasn't possible for them to wash them before the regal. And he brings that in the name of the Ran. And the Beiseis, the same in Tav Kuf Lama Dalet, has in the name of the Meiri, to include also a Balkeri, someone who saw Keri, saw an admission on the Moed, also can wash the clothes, and also a Balas Kesem, a woman who stained her clothes with some Damnida, and was found on the Moed, also can wash them. Taisus Reb Akiva Eger brings Taisus Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, that is Suffolk, if we're just talking about a Metorah, who is would be otherwise usher to wash clothes, or even if someone is coming out from a tamei mace or a nevela, would that also be something to be able to wash their clothes? The Tiferes says they can wash these clothes even in Farhesia, because you know, can't do such a good job washing them Mitzina, but some say you can't, and that's the Mugan of Ram. But if you don't have any of these other heterim we mentioned previously, even Kli Pishtan, he says the minik is not to wash Kli Pishtan. The Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Dalet, Sifkat and Tes says, some of the poskim say this is only everything we're talking about in the Mishnah about the washing, that's in the times of the Talmud, because it would be obvious when he took off his tunic, whatever, his chaluk, to wash it, that he only has one chaluk, because otherwise he'd have his belt on top of that chaluk, and when he takes off the chaluk, he then puts the belt on top of his outer garment. But according to the way we dress now, that we don't put this chagar, this belt on our chaluk, we don't have a tunic like that. We shouldn't be makel. And still, that he says, if you're wearing clothes of Pishtan, you don't have to be machmer. And the mission concludes, v'shar kol adam asurim, every other type of person is also to wash clothes, through Israel says, except for the three types of the towels that we mentioned previously, those anybody could wash those towels. That's Inav Hashir today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or my phone 052-244-9331. Have a good day.